every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGALASLASLAACRRMMCMAKMA.
F and A.
Or even...
all the A's.
All the A's. We're just a bunch of A-holes.
Or the A-anons.
Absolutely.
I am not.
I am.
Okay, you can be an a-hole, but I'm not going to be.
Okay.
Bruce is the poster boy for if you get an a-hole sober, you have a sober a-hole.
Yeah, because I'm clearly such an ass.
You are.
Yeah, I am.
Wear it proudly.
Well said it.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
Jeez, you are going to hang on to that with like grim death, aren't you?
I am the solution.
That's right. I am not the situation. I am the solution.
Wow. See, now I need one.
I thought you were shock, and he was awe.
Well, that's clearly our Foley skills, but that comes later.
I'd be shocked if he was odd.
Yeah. I'm odd that you're shocked.
Yes.
No, you're shocked, and he's awe.
I'm shocked that he's odd.
There you go.
He's odd that I'm shocked.
He's Starsky, I'm Hutch.
Perfect. Hey, wait, Hutch was a good-looking one.
I'm trying to figure out which one I like better.
He actually had a single. What was the single he had? David Soul?
Oh, yeah, I forget.
All I Need.
Was that what it's called?
Yeah.
No, was it? All I Need. Yeah, he had like a big hit with it.
Yeah.
Bastard. Although I don't want a Gran Torino.
You don't?
No. Not even the one they had in the movie Gran Torino. Or was it a Gran Torino? What did they drive in Starsky and Hutch? Had the big
white
line down the side.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, see, the white line, that I could have done that.
The white line?
Yeah.
Down the hood?
Yeah. Right off the hood.
Clearly.
Shelley, what if I needed a meeting and Recovery 101 was not available for download at that moment?
I'd say, yippee, and go to a meeting.
Yippee?
Yippee.
Yeah, go to a meeting. If you need a meeting, step away from the keyboard, step away from the mouse, put your shoes on, get in your car or call for a ride or walk or take a bus or whatever. Whatever you did to get loaded, put in the exact same effort staying sober.
Yeah, it'll be no problem.
You can't have a meeting in my bathroom.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, okay, whatever effort you put into, the same amount of effort that you put into getting loaded is the same amount of effort
you
should put into staying sober.
You can rent a room by the hour there, so we can have an hour-long meeting.
Yeah. We should have a meeting at the Queen's Hotel. Think how much 12-stepping we'd get done.
Think how much 13-stepping you get done at the motel.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys that are. Your sponsor, or your one of your friends who sponsors someone is afraid of that right now.
Yeah, well, that's not mine.
Anyway, since no one knows what we're talking about, it's time for a commercial break.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your healthcare provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Oh, that was awesome.
Lovely.
Great.
Dig him.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. You have to do the intro.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Blow it.
I was late.
Blow it.
I was late.
Ha ha. Okay.
I was shocked and awed by my falter.
Yeah.
Okay, this story is from Sarah. Shout out to Sarah.
Wow. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, am I shouting again?
I don't know.
Kyle Manning, 23, a graduate of Amador Valley High School, had never abused prescription drugs, and yet he died from a combination of alcohol and painkillers after he broke his ankle and took the pills to relieve the pain, which is a big cautionary tale. You're like playing Russian roulette when you start mixing the pills and the booze.
Okay. So I like it when they say he's never taken...
He had never done drugs or anything like that.
Oh, before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the way it read, it's like he never took prescription drugs, yet he died from prescription drugs with alcohol.
I mean, he never abused them, so it wasn't like...
He hadn't abused them yet.
Yeah.
Right, he had he'd broken his ankle and was given a prescription for this, and then drank a couple beers or whatever,
and followed the prescription?
Pills.
You know what I wonder?
What do you wonder?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just your run-of-the-mill, average, everyday dope fiend. A couple of beers... And a couple of painkillers killed him? That seems highly
unusual.
It
wasn't actually specific. The amounts were not actually specific. I'm assuming it was a couple of beers and a couple of painkillers.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, I remember taking, I don't know, quite a few Vicodin and quite a lot of beers, and it didn't kill me.
Yeah, but you're a freak of nature.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, sometimes I hear people sharing meetings, and they're, like, talking about, like, the quantity of Vicodins they did in a week or something, and I'm like... Holy crap, I must not be an addict.
I can't believe they still have livers. Because it's not just the Vicodin that's in there, it's a buttload of Tylenol.
Yeah.
Tylenol in high doses is very deleterious to your liver.
Not great for your kidneys either.
No, that's true. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, has proclaimed that the federal government will not look the other way, but will prosecute distribution and possession of marijuana should California pass Proposition 19. Which means we're going to end up with a lot of federales in this state looking for people to pop.
And they will, because federal law supersedes state law.
Then why are we even, why is this even on the ballot then?
Because the Democrats are hoping to draw young people out to vote in the election so that they have some sliver of a chance of retaining some seats.
There you go.
It seems like a waste of manpower.
Thank you, Glenn Beck.
You're welcome.
Jennifer Petkov. This is a really sad story.
What's with all the sad stories? We've already had one guy die.
We had a guy die, and this is the sad story.
This is a sad story. Jennifer Petkov, who was accused of taunting and insulting a terminally ill 7-year-old on Facebook, has now been accused of trying to run over her neighbor, Tana Bowling. The child, the 7-year-old, is dying of Huntington's disease.
Yeah.
And this woman, Jennifer Petkov, put up pictures of the kid, like, her picture in a coffin.
Oh, man.
And stuff like that on Facebook. And the child's mother also died of Huntington's disease.
Oh.
And she put up pictures of the dead mother in a coffin on Facebook.
What?
She said she had a grudge against the girl's grandmother who's raising the child, who's taking care of her as she dies. She has a grudge against the grandmother, so she did this to the kid.
Wow. And now
she's trying to
run over her neighbor?
She's the asshole of the week, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And
then she tried to run over her neighbor in another neighborhood dispute.
She finishes first and second.
So does she get... Wow, do you hear those seagulls?
Wow, the seagulls are really driving us crazy today.
Holy cow. There's like 12 billion of them just went over the studio.
Yikes.
Did you hear that? I bet they did.
I'll bet they did. Wow. So... Let me ask you, so she's going up for attempted murder, I'm guessing, for trying to run someone over?
Attempted assault.
Attempted assault.
Uh-huh.
I always thought assault was either you did or you didn't.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But assault and battery.
And reckless endangerment, too.
Okay. I think attempted murder if you're trying to run someone over with your car, because it's got to be at least assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I don't know. That's what she's been charged with, so.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And terminally stuck on stupid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, an adult taking attacking a seven-year-old, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you better watch what you say on Facebook and other networking sites. A new report by the Electronic Frontier Foundation has found extensive government monitoring of these sites. Your Facebook friend might be a federal agent.
Sweet.
Dun-dun-dun.
They're trying to get my Frontierville building secrets from me.
Yeah. They're trying to steal my fish in
they're
Fish World.
You know what it is? The government now is subsidizing farming on Farm Bill. It's a new Obama
subsidized
plan.
Farmville farming.
The economy.
You look puzzled, Mark.
I don't Facebook.
Oh, that's true. You don't Facebook. So for you, this is like no big deal. Belmont County. This one's funny.
Outstanding. Well, it's about time. We've already had, you know, someone taunting a seven-year-old terminal patient, someone trying to get run over, someone who died. Now here's the stupid one.
Belmont, California. The Caped Crusader has hit bottom. Batman robbed a local McDonald's wearing fake vampire teeth along with his bat costume and fled the scene in a battered silver two-door Honda.
Wow, he's on the skids.
Batman is apparently also now Hispanic and weighs about 240 pounds. He has a little bit of
Batman's
a pot belly.
Let himself go.
Yeah, Batman's had a few too many beers.
Wow. Holy frijole, Batman. Wow.
But can you imagine being the employee and having a rotund Batman come in and rob you?
Yeah,
wearing
with fake vampire
teeth.
The Batmobile has had issues too, apparently. Because it used to be much nicer than that.
Yeah.
They use that Batmobile in the porn parody
of
Batman.
You know, they actually sell a vehicle now that is the absolute likeness of the Batmobile from the 1960s.
Really?
Yeah. But that costs a lot.
About $120,000.
Where would you drive it?
Around town. Wouldn't you?
Chick magnet.
Pick up chicks?
Well, actually, if you look at Adam West back in the 60s, it might be a dude magnet.
But then every time you stopped at a stoplight, if you looked over, people would be looking at you going, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It's got the flamethrower out the back and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I want one of those. Yeah. I need one of those cars.
I'd rather have the Munsters mobile.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool one, too. I used to have the Hot Wheels car of that.
The new Batmobile was better.
Well, and Grandpa from the Munsters, he had that coffin car thing.
Yeah.
They only had it in like one or two episodes.
Well, and it was in the Munsters movie, too.
Outstanding. There's people out there. There's kids out there listening. They're like, who the hell are the Munsters?
Yeah.
There's kids out there listening to this show?
Hopefully.
Children, where are your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Do they know what you're doing? In New Jersey, Catherine O'Connor nearly died at her local CVS. While suffering an asthma attack, she went in to get a refill of her inhaler, but was denied the medication because she was $1.99 short. She then collapsed on the floor and had to be revived by paramedics.
Which cost $1,000.
So what's going to end up happening is she's going to sue CVS because, I mean, she was $1.99 short. Big freaking deal. She's having an asthma attack in the store, and she has a valid prescription. I'm sure that she could get the $1.99 to them later.
That's not how it works.
Oh, I think that as a human being, you have an obligation to help somebody that's in need.
Can't sue the store, though.
Well, there's actually an investigation pending.
Yeah,
you
but you
what,
can't
though,
sue
think,
the store.
I don't think they're going to win that because even though good sense would say, yeah, someone should give her the mm-hmm. the store's going to say, she didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
We're not culpable for that.
That's like somebody grabs your purse on the street and you're $11,000 short of buying the car that's sitting in the car lot and they won't let you take it to go chase him.
That analogy doesn't quite work for me.
No, it's a matter of degrees at that point. You couldn't pay for it.
Yeah, but a car isn't something that's going to threaten your life. This was a life-threatening situation.
You couldn't pay for
it. She almost died.
Well,
right in front of the pharmacist.
You know what? It's a good warm-up for Obamacare.
It reminds me of this story where the guy goes up to the girl and he goes, if I gave you $100, would you sleep with me? And she goes, No. What the hell are you talking about? And he goes, if I gave you $1 million, would you kiss me? And she goes, sure. He goes, okay, so we're just bargaining. We've established you're a whore. Now we're just bargaining details.
That's it.
No, I think you guys are wrong. I think that human beings have an obligation to help other human beings that are in distress. It's part of being human. It's part of why we're here. I know, but Mark thinks that she should have just died.
No. Well, no, I don't think you can sue the store.
They won't win the lawsuit.
I don't know. We'll see.
I agree.
Although it'll be one of those goofy things where there'll be some guy standing there who tried to help, and he'll get like the Good Samaritan thing where he'll get busted because he didn't pop $1.99 out of his pocket.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll see if I can find a follow-up to the story later on.
All right.
Okay.
In Connecticut, John Carlo, 28 years old, has been arrested for breach of the peace and threatening. I don't know what that means. Just threatening is the charge. After he stood outside the local Walmart shouting that he was about to start killing people. This was the same Walmart that had a bomb scare the week before. I don't think I want to shop at that Walmart.
It's a happening place.
Yeah, there's stuff going on at Walmart. Like I said, Walmart, to me, Walmart, all Walmart is missing is live chickens running around the floor.
That's it.
Walmart is like the lowest common denominator of
the world
shopping.
No.
Well, there goes that sponsorship.
Anyone that's got like a McDonald's
so
inside.
So much for Walmart.
Well, I mean, you look at it now out in California, and I don't know about other parts of the country, but we have Target. Now, what does Target have inside?
Starbucks.
What does Walmart have inside?
McDonald's.
Mickey D's, baby.
So what we're aiming for is the Target sponsorship.
Sure, why not?
Or the
we're
Starbucks.
We're targeting them.
Or Starbucks, well, yeah, we really want Starbucks.
We should have Starbucks. It's not that we ever patronize them.
Triple today,
bacon,
yet.
Sweet and low latte, please.
Grande, non-fat, no-whip mocha.
Please.
And thank you. In Carbon
I'm
County.
Not going.
What?
I'm not going there.
I was going to say, where's your chai tea?
I'm not going there.
No, it's a green tea.
Okay, green
one
tea.
Sweet and low.
Okay. He said he wasn't going there, but she fronted you off.
She did.
She fronted off your
she
Starbucks.
She placed my order for me.
Yep. In Carbon County, Pennsylvania, Darren Sushan has been arrested and charged with assault and reckless endangerment after he ran his girlfriend off the road and rear-ended her vehicle. He was chasing her down after she took his PlayStation 3 to work with her after getting fed up with him and his constant gaming and not looking for work.
Them's fighting words.
She's sweet.
Yeah. That's like... it's like my friend... I had a friend of mine took the remote with her to work one day. So that her husband couldn't, who had been slacking off lately, couldn't surf the TV or whatever.
We all figure out a way.
I'm not saying on the air.
Is it an S?
Uh-huh.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you seen, because, you know, the video game thing, the addiction thing is a big thing.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube video, not that I ever watch YouTube, there's a YouTube video called World of Warcraft Freakout where this mom, like, takes this kid's World of Warcraft away from him. This kid is flipping the hell out in his room. I mean, like...
I've never seen anything like that.
He's about 10 or 11 years old, and he's
Oh, no, he's older than that. He's probably 12 or 13.
Oh, he's... You've seen it, though, right?
Yeah, I've
seen
it.
He's just going off. I mean, he is freaking out. He's rolling himself up in his blankets and running into his closet. I mean, he's just... He's out there. It's like the way I feel when you...
What I'm wondering, though, is...
Take away my drugs.
Well, people have actually lost jobs and marriages and things over gaming.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why he was unemployed in the first place. Was he gaming?
Maybe.
I don't know. But running your girlfriend off the road and rear-ending her car seems to be an extreme response.
I guess she won't take his game away anymore.
No.
I don't think they'll have that problem anymore because they probably aren't together.
See? He fixed it.
He fixed it.
He fixed the problem.
Yep. It's all good now.
Okay, here we have one of those funny name things again.
Oh, it must be a boozy news.
It could be, but it wasn't specific about that, whether or not the person was on drugs or alcohol. In Seattle, Farabah Maradiaga has been charged with assault after she blew up in anger management class and stabbed a classmate with a 3-inch knife.
There's drugs in it. Well, I don't know. It's anger management.
Repeatedly stabbed this person with a 3-inch knife. Now, 3 inches is not that long, so she's probably going, ding, 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 you know, stabbing her over and over. Exactly.
It's long enough.
She was sentenced to the class after her first assault charge. She then also threatened to kill the victim's family.
I don't think that anger management working too well for her.
No,
I don't think anger management's a good thing to have as a group setting anyway.
You know, there's a lot to be said for that. Yeah, let's get a bunch of people who have issues with anger and put them all in the same room. And then try and delve into their problem.
Yeah.
Oh, we went way over on the boozy news. We're
yeah,
done now.
Yeah, you sure did. I'm shocked.
I'm odd.
Well, what that does is because I wasn't paying attention to my little numbers, so now we're one story short for the next show.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Ah, I see how it is.
We'll just pick on it a little more.
Yeah. I think the next show, though, there's going to be some awesome boozy news because Shelly was over laughing her ass off while she was doing it. She goes, oh, my God, you guys are going to love this. And I said, what? And she said, I can't tell you.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that story yet.
It's time for a commercial break.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Casa de las Amigas. They're awesome.
They are.
Yeah, actually,
clearly.
They are. I remember when that place was a little like a hole in the wall, like sober living house type thing, and now they own like the entire block.
They're very serene.
Yeah. So.
What's our topic?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is our topic, Shelly?
I thought you guys wanted to talk about how much booze cooks off.
Us guys?
Well, yeah.
This guy wasn't even part of the conversation.
Yeah, Mark wasn't even here.
So that would be Bruce wants to talk about. What are you going to talk about, Bruce?
Let's talk about if booze cooks off. It's a common thought that booze cooks off when you cook it.
All right. Well, looking on my handy laptop here, I have brought up a website. Let's see who runs this website.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Actually, it was linked from the Alcoholics Anonymous information page.
Okay, so.
Oh, there we go.
It's the Minnesota Nutrition Council newsletter.
This is questionable to start with.
What, the Minnesota Nutrition Council?
No, that it came from Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh. Let's see. A study.
Let me guess,
let's
Alcoholics
see.
Anonymous is warning people.
No, wait. Here's another. It says alcohol left in food after cooking. This information was initially established by FDA research. A study was subsequently published in the April 1992 edition of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association.
Dietetic. Okay.
That means having to do with the diet.
See, first of all, now it's a federal thing, which makes it even more questionable.
Okay. The question was, when cooking with beer or alcohol, does all of the alcohol evaporate? The answer is no. The following chart should be helpful. If you don't put any heat application and there's immediate consumption of the food product, 100% of the alcohol is retained.
Duh.
No heat application and overnight storage, 70% of the alcohol is retained. So some does evaporate.
So 30% if you don't even cook it.
Right, and you leave it overnight. If the alcohol is an ingredient added to boiling liquid and then removed from heat, 85% of the alcohol is retained.
Okay.
So that's even when it's been boiled. If it's flamed, like, you know, en flambé, like cherries, yeah. Jubilee, and stuff like that, 75% of the alcohol is retained.
Wow. Because it's vapor.
If it's baked for approximately 25 minutes with an alcohol ingredient stirred in, 45% of it is retained.
Okay.
So those are the percentages of what stays in the alcohol. So that seems like an awful lot to me.
Now, so my question is, because we know many people, and I know lots of people. I know a guy who's in the program makes beer can chicken all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying whether people should do it or not, because I'm not thinking that people are getting drunk from drinking, from eating. But for me, the chance of setting off the phenomenon of craving becomes paramount to me. What if I know it doesn't cook off, then is having a little bit like taking a gum shot of cocaine? Because it's just a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I think there are different degrees of this. For me, the reason I don't cook with any alcohol or anything is not just because I prefer...
Because I'm anal?
Not just because I prefer not to, but also because you have said that you will not eat it. So why would I cook with it? Because you won't eat it.
Now, would you cook with it anyway?
I would cook with things like vanilla extract and lemon extracts and stuff like that if it was just for myself. Because the amount of alcohol in the extract is high, but the extract is spread out. You know, it's one teaspoon spread out over 12 to 18 servings. So the amount of alcohol in each serving is negligible. But you don't like that, so I cook with imitation vanilla extract. And when there are extracts of other flavors involved, I just go directly to the source and skip the extract.
Okay. What do you think, Mark?
I cook with alcohol frequently.
Right, so...
Matter of fact, the only time I don't cook with alcohol probably is if you're coming over for dinner.
Because I'm anal.
Because you're anal.
Because I'm anal. Now, but does it... See, for me, the reason why I don't do it is because I don't even want to take the chance of kicking off the phenomenon of craving. Because one of the things that has been talked about since day one in AA is the, you know, the allergy and the compulsion and I don't want to take the chance on setting off the compulsion, because I had another guy that we both know, a real estate guy that we both know, who had said to me, well, you know, it's just very little alcohol. We were talking about O'Doul's, just very little alcohol, you know, and he had slammed like six of them in a row, and he's like, it's just a little bit. And I'm like, so does that mean I can gum shot cocaine because it's just a little bit? Or does that mean I could just... Do sure. a tiny bit of heroin?
Sure.
It's just a little bit?
Sure.
Dead silence.
It's a big... But wouldn't that be going out?
I don't know.
But...
Would it?
Yeah.
Well, if I picked up cocaine and gumshot it, I'd have to think I'm going out.
Then that's probably something you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go out.
Yeah.
But what if you did that and considered it not going out?
Well, fuck. What if I slam?
Oh, you dropped the F-bomb.
I should say.
Bruce F-bombed.
What if I slammed and considered it not going out?
Then you'd not have gone out. That's between you, God, and your sponsor.
Sweet.
Like everything else.
I'm set.
Dang.
However.
We did that show, The River of Denial.
However. If you did a gum shot of coke and then you stopped there and you decided you hadn't gone out, that's between you, God, and your sponsor. My guess is you don't think you would stop there.
I don't know. My guess there is that I wouldn't want to risk it.
Here's what I know. I haven't done that for over 25 years, and I haven't had a drink or use.
True.
So I don't know if I did that.
What would you advise newcomers, though? Let's say there's someone who's a pure alcoholic and they're new.
Mm-hmm.
Would you advise them to cook with booze?
I wouldn't advise them one way or the other.
I'd tell them they'd be nuts to cook with booze, especially when they're new.
Why?
Okay, you're sitting there. You've got an open beer, and you're about to pour it into your pea soup.
There is that. You've got to buy the booze to have it to cook with.
You're sitting there with an open beer and you're going to put it in your pea soup? I don't think so. It's going to go down your gullet.
Yeah, that's true. My mom used to make a really awesome pea soup with beer in it. And, of course, now she makes a really awesome pea soup with no beer in it. But
I make a really awesome pea soup with no beer in it.
Mark makes a really awesome linguine with clam sauce with no booze in it. I thought it was just Jim Dandy Spectacular. Mark says it's better with wine. I'm like, it was. It is
better with wine.
Now we got to come in from the other perspective, Shelley, because we're running out of time. Give us the Alton Brown perspective from the Food Channel. Because Alton Brown is a big fan of cooking with booze, really changes a lot of different foods.
Yes, it does. The thing is that there are a lot of foods, especially things like tomato-based sauces, that have flavor compounds in them that are only soluble in alcohol. In other words, you can put all the water and broth in there that you want, but it doesn't release those flavor compounds, and they're kind of locked away inside the molecules. And when you add alcohol, it releases them, and it makes the food, it gives it a much richer flavor and a deeper tang, I guess. I mean, I'm looking for a word, but... So he frequently on his show cooks with alcohol, but he also frequently on his show warns people that the alcohol does not cook out, and if you have an allergy or problem with alcohol, then you need to cook with... And on some of his shows, he's given substitutes that you can use instead of the alcohol.
That also release...
No, they don't release those flavor compounds, but they will sort of mimic the depth of the flavor a little bit. It's not going to be the same.
Oh. Well, we had our friend Sarah had mentioned, what would you advise someone that's... Like that uses mouthwash.
Use a non-alcoholic mouthwash.
I'd use a non-alcoholic mouthwash. There's like, you know, if I'm an alcoholic, why would I use an alcoholic mouthwash if there's 25 other ones that kill germs and everything the same way that don't have alcohol?
Yeah, I was sitting next to somebody in a meeting not too long ago that was extremely minty smelling.
Oh, I thought maybe you were sitting next to somebody who needed mouthwash.
Yeah, well, man, that too.
Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
I have. Matter of fact, at the meeting the other night, I walked not that far behind someone, and I was like, wow.
Did they smell like booze?
No, they just smelled, period.
Oh.
It was...
Rank?
Stunning. Yeah, no, it wasn't good. Well, that brings us to the end of a rousing episode with absolutely no recovery in it.
No, but... That's true. We didn't even make a determination on whether you should or shouldn't cook with booze.
What's your final words?
My final words are, there's, unless you're a gourmand like Mark, they're probably...
A gourmand?
Gourmand.
Gourmand.
I have never heard of that word.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mark,
as opposed to a gourmet?
Yes.
Yes.
Is a gourmet a woman and a gourmand a man?
No, gourmet is...
Gourmet is a like quality of food. Yeah. Gourmand is the person.
So if you're
preparing
a gourmet chef, that just means the quality of food.
You are a gourmand. Right. You are a gourmet chef. You are a gourmand.
Right. So Mark is clearly a gourmand, and he prefers to cook with alcohol. But I would say that unless you're a gourmand, you really probably don't need to be doing that.
Okay. What's your final words?
I don't know if
because
I can.
Because I'm a gourmand.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know. Well, so if you're cooking with alcohol, and then, like, you're getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to drink the sauce after everybody goes to bed, you might want to back off.
Guy's like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Like, he's like, can I have fifths on that?
Yeah.
In more ways than one?
Yeah. Yeah, and leave the ice cream out. Just pour the sauce in.
My feeling is that it's up to you and yourself. I probably wouldn't advise, along the lines with what Shelley said, I probably wouldn't advise someone who's new to cook with booze simply because... You have to go buy the booze, and then now you've got open booze in your house. And if you're an alcoholic, maybe that's not a great idea. Me personally, I'm overly anal on it. I don't eat it, and that's that. Shelley.
Yes.
Do we have any friends online?
We have friends at intherooms.com, an online recovery community where you can go and put up your profile. You can go to online chats and meetings, and you can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Mark, what kind of cigars are we smoking?
Cohiba Siglo 6s.
Nice.
Yes.
You think anybody back east would smoke these? Have they had the opportunity?
Yeah, Bruce would.
The other white meat?
Yep, 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Go on up, read his fine publication. Pull that sucker up and go through it. He's got some great stuff in there. Great
articles.
He's
our recovery guy of the month.
He is. He's our recovery guy of the month.
Yeah. You can see his picture at recovery101.net.
And if you can't get it up online to read, then you can... If you can't get it up online, you know, if you have online impotence, so, you know, if you're lacking online Viagra, then you can request to have it sent to you, and he will...
She didn't have eye roll. She had both hands to the forehead.
She just turtled on us.
Yeah, she did.
Anyway, he'll send it to you.
He'll throw it on the back of a burrow and
slap it on the ass.
12-Step Music Fest is coming up, like, super soon. Super soon. You can go... Oh!
How's that cigar there, Bruce?
It wasn't the cigar. I swallowed something...
How's that cigar, Bruce?
Actually, it's quite nice. There is 12-Step Music Fest. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com. Check it out. And there's going to be Artie Kornfeld's going to be there. Mark Lindholm's going to be there. Chuck Negron from 3 Days Night's going to be there.
3 Days Night?
Did I say 3 Days Night?
Yes.
Or 3 Dog Night?
Yeah, you know. I double dog dare you. Yeah. He's going to be there. It's going to be quite the thing. It's in Key West, Florida. Go check it out at 12stepgazette.com.
No. I'm at 12stepmusicfest.com.
Well, you could, but they have a thing on it at 12stepgazette.com,
Bruce is confused.
Too.
You're having issues.
Well, they have. I got to, you know.
Have you been hitting the spaghetti sauce?
I got to quit cooking with booze before the show.
You just talk about booze and
yeah,
Bruce gets a little sideways.
Yeah, I get loaded. I used to be that way when I was a kid. When my mom would cook with wine, even when I was a kid, before I ever drank,
mm-hmm.
man, I could just smell it. I knew it. I knew it was coming. I was like, What are you doing there, Shelly?
The mic is getting farther and farther and farther away from your mouth.
How? It's not, it's right in front of my face.
I could see you going lower on the board.
Shelly, it's because when you get animated, your voice goes high. Look how high. Look, am I speaking right
okay,
into
well,
the
this
mic?
Is exciting for everybody else. So anyway. Yeah.
That's true, because see, when I talk, I'm pretty much at
we
the same
level. We have email at recovery101radio at gmail.com, recovery101radio at hotmail.com, and recovery_101 at hotmail.com.
Shelly's the star, so we've turned her up.
Yeah, we turned her way up. Way up.
YouTube.com/easylook. YouTube.com/recovery101rule62.
Sweet. Who's the lead out music by?
That's for you, Shelly.
Oh, man.
I answered the last question.
ML3.
Slave?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.